This is Senator Al Simpson. Drug dealers have a nice new ploy, having the kids sell drugs with the help of telephone beepers. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, everyone seems to benefit from new technology, even teenage drug dealers who use beepers to peddle their drugs in the schools. Right today, 95% of all teens arrested on drug charges in the San Francisco area also carry beepers, and they ain't using them to call home, E.T. The beeper drug connection is so bad in some places, Ted, that something must be done to help school officials step in. In Philadelphia, the school board banned teens from carrying the devices unless they're for health reasons. Teachers say the beepers were both a disruption and were linked to drugs. Ted, this technology was never meant to promote drug deals and rope kids into doing dope. Do we have to beep you to get an answer? You got one?
Typical Al. You spout off about banning beepers and try to make people think you've got an anti-drug program for the schools. True, some students use beepers to stay in contact with neighborhood drug traffickers. Others just carry beepers as status symbols, even though no one ever beeps them. Local school officials are dealing with beepers and keeping them off the playgrounds and out of the classrooms. Be honest, Al. On the issue of drug abuse in schools, the administration's war on drugs is part of the problem, not part of the solution. Throughout the war on drugs, you've given a blank check to law enforcement and shortchanged effective drug abuse prevention programs in the schools. Law enforcement's important, but it can't do the job alone. Investing in anti-drug education works in the classroom, and it works in the community, too. Put that message on your own beeper, Al, and play it at the White House. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.